Before I move on, I just want to thank Dr. Manitsakirian also. She is a big contributor to this thing, and I'm just here to present it, along with Essence team at Johns Hopkins. They all have contributed to this project. Just a quick background, the goals of this system that we had developed, talk about it at a high level, and then what we got out of it, and at the end, answer any questions that you may have. As you know, automated disease surveillance systems have been around for quite some time, mainly for detecting early detection of outbreaks due to terrorism or natural disasters. And public health authorities have been using these tools for monitoring the health situation at local, state, and federal level. But the challenge for them was detecting this background noise and avoiding false alarms, as what you were mentioning. And also, now with the emergence of electronic medical records, they have the challenge of managing a large amount of data and diverse data types. So that begs for a more sophisticated approach for disease surveillance. And one of the possibility of coming up with a better approach is trying to automate and replicate what the experts, how they fuse the data and look at the data and analyze it. And fusion-based models, which are decision support models, they are trying to mimic and emulate what experts think and how they analyze data. And there are models that have been developed for detecting GI, respiratory, or other illnesses. And there are software frameworks that work with those models. But the limitation for these software models, they are very specific to that model. So what we are trying to do is come up with a generic system that regardless of the make of the model, the domain that we are trying to solve the problem, or how we get the data, regardless of all these things, it can process these decision support models. And also we wanted to, in addition to be a standalone software that can install on PCs, make it a grid service on the public health research grid system. So what were the requirements that we had for this? As I mentioned, the goal is having a generic system that can process any model, being model agnostic, in other words. We categorized these models into three categories, the first one being autonomous model, meaning that all the data fusion is done within a single model. All the processing is done within that. The next one is composite model, which is a collection of all these autonomous models. And each piece is trying to solve part of the domain problem. And then they share their findings with the rest of the models in the system. And eventually, they all fuse the data and come up with a result. This is an example of one of these composite models. It's called SeverityNet, which tries to come up with or figure out how severe the ill patient is. And in this, in addition to the raw data, which gets the age group, lab counts, ICD-9 counts, it uses the result of some other decision models, like chronic net, radiology net, high-risk net, and so forth, and gets the result of those and fuses along with that raw data to come up with a result. There's going to be a talk on this tomorrow at 8:30. Dr. Manitsakirian is going to explain more about this model. The third kind is the distributed model, which is a network of independent models that each they can be processed in parallel with others and then share their findings with other models on the network. This is an example of one that we have five Northern Virginia counties. They each are running a decision support model, and each shares their findings of it with the neighboring counties. Again, Dr. Manitsakirian is going to be very busy tomorrow. She has another talk at 10 o'clock, and she goes over that one. Now, the other requirements, beside being model independent, is that the system should be efficiently access the data, process the models, and return the result back to the to other systems or just the query that the user is running. Also, it should be, it shouldn't take much time to set up a new model in this system and or modifying existing ones. This became very apparent, especially when the designers tried to come up with these models, because at the beginning, they're constantly changing and modifying and fine-tuning these models to get the best result. So it has to be flexible. Also, it should be easy enough for the end users to access that and to set up the models, how to get the data, where to get the data for input for these decision support models. And the key is minimizing the need for people like me to do things for them. And finally, we want to create an environment that encourages collaboration among domain experts. So this is the framework we came up with, and we call it Intelligent Decision Support System. And basically, it's a software framework for processing decision support models, again, any kind, and managing the communication among these models and sharing knowledge among them. And it consists of four main components, an ISDN manager, a data source, a configuration file, and this thing we call Intelligent Decision Support Network, which is a collection of fusion-based models that they share information with each other. And an example of it are Bayesian networks, but it's not necessarily just for Bayesian network, that's just an example. And it's a way of packaging these types of models I mentioned, the autonomous one, the composite, or distributed, packaging them in a way that they all can be processed in the same manner and managed the same manner, hence being a generic interface for all of them. And the goal is to making it a flexible model that you can process sub-models in parallel, and you can plug and play pieces to that. So what do I mean by these goals? Again, going back to that severity net model that I was telling you, mentioned earlier, that's an example of it, IDSN, where you have a bunch of models interacting with each other. Now, for the first time when we are fusing the data, we have to process all the submodels in here, the chronic one, the high risk, the provider behavior, the radiology, and then at the end, the severity net itself. We have to process them all. Now, later on, if the underlying data for any of these models, like the chronic net or radiology net, is not changed, there is no need to run it again. So we can instruct the system to say, just use the result from the last run and just execute or fuse the data with the other models. This is going to expedite the process tremendously, especially if you have very complex models with complex algorithms to get the data. Also, if we have models within an IDSN that are independent of each other, we can have them run in parallel, even on different machines. And once again, we can speed up the process of fusing the data and running these models. The other piece to this system is the IDSN manager, which is a Java-based application that it's in charge of collecting and processing and collecting the data, processing the models, and managing the communication among these decision support models. All of them are instructed by the user. It's the user's responsibility to say how these need to be processed. And then finally, deliver the result to other systems. IDSN, as I mentioned, can be composed of one or more models. So each of these models can go against a different data source and get their inputs. To make it even further more flexible, within a model itself, every node within a model can go against a different data source and gets their input values or calculate its input values. All the data sources are used for a way of communicating internally among models or externally with the outside applications. And finally, there's a configuration file that the designers define how this decision support model is built and how it has to be processed. So they instruct the system to say that how many models are in it and in what order to run them. And then for each model, what are the inputs to this decision support model? And how do you calculate those inputs? And what are the outputs of this ideas and or model? And where do you store the result? Also, they can define parameters and constraints, spatial, temporal parameters, or data elements like ICD-9 symptoms, and filter the data. And finally, where to go and get the inputs to these models and the credential to get to those data. This diagram kind of shows the process flow. Once the designer of the model fills up the configuration file and shows how these pieces are working with each other, the IDSM manager, the brain of the system, basically picks it up and sees how many models are defined. And one by one, it checks their input nodes, how many input nodes they have, how to get the value, what is the method to get the value of the input nodes. Is it a database query or is it some processing like running a detection algorithm, and figure out the input values, and then fuse the data, process the model, and then save that result into the database and move on to the next model in the IDSM. As I mentioned, we wanted to make implement it also as a grid service. So we had a demo yesterday that we showed it. We created a client application that accesses the service version of IDSS using Globus Toolkit and introduce. And client application passes the data to this service. The service runs that data through some model that we had defined in that demo, and then returns the result back, and then the client application draws graphs and the data tables. Now, what did we get out of this thing? We ran the set number of data, same number of records, through a couple of these networks that we had defined, and under different scenarios. The first one, in the case of SeverityNet, we process all the models within this IDSM, and it took about 2.5 minutes for that number of records, whatever it is. The next time around, since all the sub-models in this, the chronic, the provider behavior, radiology, and high risk, they're all independent of each other, we ran them in parallel, even on different machines. And then once they were processed, we had the result, we ran the severity net, and it took 1.2 minutes. So we cut the time in half. And finally, the last case was that we assumed that the underlying data for none of those models are changed. All we wanted to do was running the severity net, the top layer model by itself, and that took 40 seconds. So you can see how much saving we're going to have. This timing also, it all depends on the logic that we have for these models and how complex they are. So they can run for hours, minutes, seconds, days, depending on what your model is. Another example is on that distributed model system that we ran all the models in sequence in one scenario, again on the same number of data, and run them in parallel. And again, you can see the saving in time. So in conclusion, this is a generic system that can process any decision support model, regardless of the structure, their domain, and where we get the data. So because you can run the same model on different data sources in different part of country, different databases. Also, it provides optimal execution through parallel processing and plug and play. And it encourages collaboration, again, as being deployed as a grid service. And also, it's relatively easy to set them up. It's quick to set them up and modify them. And that's it. Thank you. questions.